are not many industrialized democracies that still use the death penalty. One of them is the United States, another is Japan. Here in the U.S., support for capital punishment is waning, but in Japan, the death penalty still has broad support. Now, though, there's a case that's putting that to the test. It involves a man who's believed to have been the world's longest-serving death row prisoner. Here's reporter Abigail Leonard.
Every day, in any weather, 82-year-old Iwao Hakamada walks for 5 or 6 hours around the small city of Hamamatsu. A volunteer follows a few steps behind, watching as he shuffles along. She's here to make sure he doesn't get hurt and can find his way home.
I know he's innocent. I don't believe it. I know it.
That's his sister, Hideko. He lives with her now. She's 85 and has spent most of her life fighting for him. As a young man, Hakamada was a fighter too, a professional boxer who later worked at a miso factory. In 1966, when Hakamada was 30, the factory manager and his wife and 2 children were stabbed to death in their home. Hakamada was the only suspect. Police interrogated Hakamada for up to 14 hours a day. Hakamada said they beat him with sticks.
It's striking. It's almost stunning how long the interrogations went before finally on day 20, Hakamada confessed.
David Johnson is a sociologist, an expert on the Japanese justice system, at the University of Hawaii, where I reached him by phone. He says false confessions are a major source of wrongful convictions in Japan. Hakamada retracted his confession in court, but the court threw out all of his sworn statements, except the one where he confessed at length.
It's a little bit ironic that a court can find that 43 statements are unreliable and involuntary, but the 44th one is both reliable and voluntary.
Hakamada was convicted and imprisoned for 48 years, 30 of them in solitary confinement. Every morning, Hakamada would wake up at 7 to find out if that would be the day he would die by hanging. Japan doesn't give prisoners advance warning of their executions.
Typically, it's just an hour or two before the hanging occurs that the inmate is told that their time has come.
Back at Hakamada's house, his sister shows me letters he sent over the years. The earliest ones are from the 1960s. All right, so this one says, the report about the first trial showed evidence was faked and the court misinterpreted the facts. So I truly believe there will be a retrial and I'll be cleared. I'm doing okay, so don't worry. And that's how he concludes all these letters. But in 1980, after 12 years of appeals, the Supreme Court upheld his death sentence. Hideko says that was a turning point for her brother.
A little after that, he told me that the man in the cell next to his had been taken away. And on the way out, he said, "So long, hope you stay well," then never came back. And that was when the death penalty became real to him, and it was very scary.
His letters from that time show his mind starting to unravel. He wrote about things like devils tormenting him in the shower.
I could tell he was getting seriously mentally ill, so I visited every month. But sometimes he refused to see me. I kept going, though, to tell him his family hadn't abandoned him.
Then, nearly 50 years after he was first imprisoned, Hakamada's sister filed for a retrial based on new DNA evidence. His lawyers say Hakamada's blood did not match blood from the crime scene. In 2014, a district court granted the retrial, writing it was possible that key evidence had been fabricated by investigators, and that it was unjust to detain him because of the clear possibility he was innocent. Hakamada was released to his sister.
I remember that day so clearly. I was smiling from the bottom of my heart. It was like I became myself again.
But this is not the end of the story, because in Japan, prosecutors can appeal. This past June, the Tokyo High Court overturned the decision that set Hakamada free. The case now goes to the Supreme Court. If Hakamada loses his appeal, he could be re-imprisoned and, ultimately, executed.
It was a shock. Really, it was a shock.
That's Kiyomi Tsunagai, Hakamada's lawyer. She says returning someone to death row would be unprecedented in Japan, if not the world.
They don't want to admit that they fabricated the evidence and they made mistake 50 years ago.
Still, there have been concerns raised about how the DNA evidence was handled. But in the end, the court has allowed Hakamada to remain free on bail at his sister's house. A group has come together to support the Hakamadas. One member cooks them lunch every day, and she makes sure someone follows Hakamada on his walks. He doesn't seem to fully grasp his situation, but before he went out, he told me himself how he was feeling.
I feel good. I'm healthy. The world is developing and becoming a good world. The companies tell you you can make a lot of money and the authorities don't punish you anymore.
A lot of what Hakamada says is pretty hard to understand. But his sister says it makes more sense if you know what his time in prison was like. The guards were so harsh, she says, that even now he's still uncomfortable around men.
Even death row inmates, they're not animals. They're still human and they should be treated with humanity. So I do think Japan should get rid of the death penalty. As for my brother, of course I'd like the Supreme Court to say he's innocent.
But she says if he gets to stay out of prison, maybe that's enough. For The World, Abigail Leonard, Tokyo.